Hey, this is Robert with Illini.com in the wind with Nathan Shieldhouse. How was practice?
Practice was good. Obviously this is our first scrimmage, our first time really getting it going. With last night, the weather kind of taking the scrimmage away from us. It was nice to come out here and really get things going. We're looking forward to it all week, and to come out here and get a chance to perform in front of, a few fans and things is always fun.
Now, being an Illinois quarterback, you have to be aware of the wind. Like, half your games are basically going to be this. Are you feeling comfortable in the wind? Like, timing passes? Like, I got to give it a little more, I got to give it a little less?
You think about it. You have to be aware of it as a quarterback, and something I definitely learned a lot from last year. But it doesn't cause you too much problems. As long as you're just aware whether you're with it, against it. The really thing it only changes is deep balls. When you throw those deep balls, sometimes the wind can catch it or push it way too far. So
right.
You just got to be aware of those things. As a
quarterback, ball to Pollard was probably a touchdown.
The wind knocked it down a little bit. And honestly, the one that we're going this way to Jordan Freisinger. I felt like that sailed it a little bit. And you have those every once in a while, but hey, that's Mother Nature, can't control those things.
That's right. How you feeling about, second year, I guess it's your third year really, but how you feeling about, comfortable in the pocket, your decision to run with it or to hold it or to, step up in the pocket? Are you feeling more comfortable with those things?
Yeah, I feel more and more comfortable, every time I'm out here. We have great coaches that push me to excel every day, and having them there has made me the quarterback I am today, and is what is getting me better and better every day. They don't let up. They keep pushing me every single day and want me to perform my best, and that makes me feel more and more comfortable every time I get in game situations.
Right. Okay, since I'm a beard guy, give me your favorite beard on the team.
Jack Cornell.
Okay, he would be so upset if it wasn't you.
Yeah. No,
he feels, I just had a little beard chat with him.
Did you?
Yeah, he feels that there's some almost fakers on the team. I don't want to start any controversies, but he doesn't feel good about some of the beards, and he feels really good about his.
He's the number one beard guy. Some guys test him. Trulon, tries to test him every once in a while, but he's number one because he keeps it going. It's scraggly. It's nasty, but he loves it. We love it. And that's the type of guy he is.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nate.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Yep.